So let's get beyond the sniping a little bit. And Bob, let's talk about something I know you've been concerned about for a lot of for several years, and that's this decline in institutional memory at the State House, whether it's on the part of the politicians because of term limits or just the relative lack of interest of media companies to have reporters down there.
Well, I think it's pretty devastating. We've seen the press corps shrink, and part of that is because there are fewer newspapers. I mean, we used to have two St. Louis papers and two Kansas City papers, and each had their own bureaus. Well, we don't have that. We have a lot of newspapers in outstate Missouri, St. Joe, Cape Girardeau, and Joplin, and so on, that used to have people on the scene. They don't anymore. And so we have basically one wire service, not two anymore at the Capitol. We have the newspapers that are there. We have the Missouri Net that is there. But state government is the most intimate part of government. That is that's where the decisions are made that have the most direct and most immediate impact on the way all of us here and all of us listening and watching live our lives. But the newspapers in the state of Missouri and the news media, including television stations from the metro areas, simply don't think that what goes on in the Capitol is important news. What goes on in the Capitol is a local news story every single day because what they do in that Capitol impacts everything we do within our communities and our counties every day. That's local news. And if I'm sorry that my fellow journalists can't see that as being a great local news story and actually provide a service to the people that they have as their consumers, but they need to do it.
Well, say just a little bit, too, about this whole issue of term limits and whether that has led to a lack of institutional memory and more hyper-partisanship in Jeff City.
Well, I've said before, and I'll say it again, I think term limits is the worst thing that's happened in Missouri politics since Reconstruction. And yes, it's taken away a lot of institutional memory. And it's important that we have that institutional memory because there are people down there that need to know what works and what doesn't work. And there are people who need to know how to get along with other folks. And with term limits, there's much less need to get along with other people. We have an awful lot of folks coming into Jefferson City right now who know they're going to be there a short amount of time. They have their own agenda, and it's a matter of get the heck out of the way. I'm going to pass my bills, and I don't have to be nice to you if I want them done.
Well, the Missouri legislative session, by the way, just got underway today at noon with all the ceremonial stuff. And so let's look ahead a little bit to some of the issues that might dominate debate in the House and the Senate this coming term. And I know one of the things, Ernest, that everybody's talking about is Ferguson and what's the impact of Ferguson is going to be on the legislature. You want to take a quick crack at that?
Well, I mean, it's going to be real interesting to see because, I mean, you have several legislators, and many of them are from the St. Louis area who want to deal with this. I mean, they want to launch investigations. They want to look into why certain things were done or weren't done. They want to look at the governor's actions concerning that. In terms of legislation, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not there's anything passed that's going to deal with the school issue over in St. Louis, which they've talked a lot about. Is there going to be some legislation that's going to deal with the fact that you have all these municipalities that have their own fines and fees and that sort of thing, and how it crosses over and what kind of impact that has? I mean, I know those are things they're talking about, but it's going to be interesting to see whether anything tangible is going to come from the legislature, or is it just going to be a bunch of politicians in front of cameras, in front of microphones, basically spouting off what should and shouldn't be done, but really nothing happens.
Yeah, and one of the major issues is going to be whether there should be special prosecutors for grand juries in the case of police shootings. That might be the one that comes out of this, because the rest of it is going to have so many different elements to it that it's going to be hard for anything to coalesce mm-hmm. on these issues.
So what other issues quickly, Bob? I mean, we talked about ethics in the earlier story. Is that going to be a big thing? Medicaid reform, they're going to talk about that again and not do anything? Education, what's going to be on the
agenda? Well,
Medicaid
reform is going to be up again, I'm quite sure. And there are still going to be the same roadblocks, the same couple or three senators, for example, that are going to try to stop it every time it does come up. So the backers of Medicaid expansion have to figure a way to get over them. We're going to have some interesting budget discussions. This year, unlike last year, the legislature and the governor agree on how much money is going to be available. That was a big stumbling block last year. So that's going to be worried about. The new legislation that allows the legislature to override withholds by the governor, we're going to have to see how that plans out or plays out, because we've got some significant money problems yet. Ethics, I suspect we're going to talk an awful lot about ethics. We have a lot of bills introduced, but the legislature has been down this road so many times and has done absolutely zilch that if we get an ethics bill that really amounts to a hill of beans, I think it might be close to a miracle.
You know, and I think that the whole issue of term limits has a lot to do with the problems we have in passing ethics legislation, because it seems like every time there seems to be sort of a push into doing that, you know, we have a couple more new legislators come in who don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the problem.
Well, you know, you're asking people to do something that limits the amount of money that they can have for their campaigns or the amount of gifts that they can take during a legislative session. You're asking members of the legislature to say, I'm going to pass a law that limits the amount of influence that I can be exercised against me or on me. And, you know, it takes a certain amount of courage to do that. I don't know.